a call to worship this morning is from Psalm 148. In the Psalms from 145 to 150, they're just a wonderful celebration of all creation, singing out the praises of God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Let the skies be filled with praise and the highest heavens with the shouts of glory. Go ahead, praise him, all you his messengers. Praise him some more, all you heavenly hosts. Keep it up, sun and moon. Don't stop now, all you twinkling stars of light. Take it up even higher to the highest heavens until the cosmic chorus thunders his praise. Oh, I like that. Let the entire universe erupt with praise to God. From nothing to something, he spoke and created it all. He established the cosmos to last forever, and he stands behind his commands, so his orders will never be revoked. Let the earth join in with this parade of praise. You mighty creatures of the ocean's depths echo in exultation. Lightning, hail, snow, clouds, and the stormy winds that fulfill his word. Bring your melody, O mountains and hills, trees of the forests and fields. Harmonize your praise. Praise him, all beasts and birds, mice and men, kings and queens, princes and princesses, young men and maidens, children and babies, old and young alike, everyone everywhere. Let them all join in with the orchestra of praise. For the name of the Lord is the only name we raise. His stunning splendor ascends higher than the heavens. He anoints his people with strength and authority, showing his great favor to all his godly lovers, even to his princely people Israel, who are so close to his heart. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Isn't that a great anthem? As we gather together today, join me in prayer, please. God, thank you for this amazing psalm. Thank you for the words that evoke a sense of the whole of creation joining in to praise your glorious name. Lord, what an awesome, awesome privilege is ours to come before you as one of your created ones, one of your lovers, and to praise your mighty name, a name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. And at that name, every knee must bow in heaven and on earth. And so as we gather together today, Lord, be pleased with our chorus of praise, we ask. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to sing a little bit later. One or two notices just to remind us today. Chapel service is next week. Looking for another group of people that will come along and help me sing. It's a challenge all by itself there, but I'd love you to come and share in that. And thank you for praying for yesterday. We had a wonderful, wonderful day together. In fact, I sense that your elders had a defining time yesterday. And over the next little while, you'll hear a little bit more as we go on about that. I know you will. And some of the things that were covered, and I'll try and do my best just to give a little brief summary. Is that okay? A little brief summary. We started with looking at the Word of God. That's a good place to go. And from Ephesians chapter 4, we looked at the gifts that God had given to the church to upbuild the church and to equip the church, and the gifts of people. And those gifts come in the form of apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. And we wanted to honor God's Word and honor the words of prophecy. So what we did is we collected together, as best we could, the prophetic words that have been said over this church over the past year, 8 years or so, and looked at what was this really saying to us. You know, we want to honor the prophetic words. So it kind of got distilled down into this, that God has been calling us, gently calling us, sometimes with a firmness, but at the same time, there's an urgency of calling us into a flow in his river of grace and mercy and love. And this is a call to unity. And there's a we had a picture, and it's been given to the church more than once, I think, of a kind of river, and it's a wonderful picture. But it was added to yesterday, in that there were tributaries coming into this river. And there's a sense in which our church, doing wonderful stuff for God, is parked in these tributaries and not flowing in this river. And these prophecies are calling us all to get on board the waka together and start paddling in the flow of God's love together. And so instead of being a bunch of individuals, we've been called to a unity of purpose. And we distilled it even down further to a biblical understanding of what that unity of purpose is. It's very profound. Are you ready for it? It's complex. Love God and love people. I think I remember that in the book somewhere, don't you? Love the Lord your God with some of your heart, some of your mind, some of your strength. No, all of it. And what's the next bit? And love your neighbor as yourself. Yeah. It's not rocket science, but it's full of a demand from us. And so this prophetic kind of thing, this prophetic thing for the church, we want to honor that and give that room. So that was a pretty neat part. I was so blessed by that personally. I thought that was wonderful. We went further and said, discuss together the things that would support that. And those things, we kind of looked at our eldership structure and tried to make it fairly pointed about that, that as part of the eldership structure, we need to be looking at the gifts that God has given, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. If any one of those is working on their own, it gets a little bit out of balance. And so God has put those five ministries in a place so that the church, it says, might upbuild itself in love. And, if you have the evangelists are hard to live with. You know what I mean? They make you feel guilty, don't they? But biblical evangelists equip the church to do that ministry. Apostles, they can be even harder because they're always thinking of the big picture. They're always expanding the church and looking to plant this and do that and do that. By themselves, they're out all by themselves. They need to be in sync. We're quite comfortable with pastors and teachers, but evangelists, prophets, well, prophets by themselves, they're dangerous people. They really get at us. But working in sync. So that's what we're endeavoring to do. And part of that is to call a minister. And so we're looking at doing that, and that'll be unfolded over the next few months about all that. And looking to call a minister that would embrace and come into this kind of sense so that we might flow in that waka together. We concluded by looking at culture, the culture of the church, what it is, and perhaps what it could be. And so, have I missed anything out there, Jim? John? No, I haven't. That's cool. I think it's just a little summary, but you're going to hear an awful lot more. So get ready for that. Watch this space. It'll be kind of neat. Let's take opportunity now to give our offerings to the Lord's work, shall we? want to honor you with these gifts. And most of all, we want to honor you with our lives. So as we bring these gifts of money, we also bring the gifts of our lives to you in worship today. And ask that you might be pleased with both. And we do that in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Any birthdays or celebrations?
Mary.
Mary. Mary. Mary. And what is the celebration, Mary? A birthday? Are we allowed to ask how many? Are we allowed to ask how many? Tell me next year. I like that.
What
have
you done for us?
Oh, today?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Yesterday?
No, it was a few weeks ago, but I think I'm all still learning all the air of the...
Well, this can't.
Fill out enough.
No? Do you want
to? Cool, there we go.
Yes.
Cynthia and Bruce, anniversary. 40th, I believe.
Wonderful.
We were married in this church by Reverend Tom Wilson, who some will remember, attending were my two then little nephews, Nigel and Russell Africk, and now big boys, and my bridesmaids now works at Eton.
Wonderful commentary on the time. Thank you. Celebrating with you. Celebrating with you, Jesus. You thought I'd forgotten, didn't you? But happy Mother's Day. Happy, happy Mother's Day. So if you're a mother or have got a mother, you're welcome to one of these if you need a pin.
There's
one
there
for you. Oh, wow.
Who's going to do all these, Venus?
No.
No.
Jack. Would you join me as we pray? Lord, I thank you for motherhood. And Lord, I know that this day, the world, really our world here, honors mothers. Every day should be an honor for mothers. But for this day, we say thank you for every person. As a woman who's given birth, We thank you for everyone who is a mother, and we've all had mothers and been the recipients of their love and their affection and their care. But for many, this is a day of pain, and we acknowledge that it's sometimes not easy. So Lord, we pray for those, and I know in my own family circle, there are those who have had children that were born that are not with us today. Lord, for whatever ever this dials up on this day, we pray that your healing love and touch would come into that situation as we remember those who are mums today. And in Jesus' name I ask this. Amen. And we're going to, I know you've heard the song before. It's a light one. It's a funny one. And enjoy it.